A federal fund that helps protect public recreation spaces in Idaho may not get renewed by Congress. Samantha Wright reports the fund will run out at the end of the month.
Since the Land and Water Conservation Fund was created in 1964, millions of dollars have gone to states to build everything from swimming pools to parks. The fund has given Idaho $279 million for hundreds of projects, including parts of the Greenbelt in Boise, Pioneer Park in Stanley, and a splash pad at Piccadilly Park in Middleton. Tim Murphy is the retired state director of the Bureau of Land Management.
It helps Idaho remain that great state. Open space, the value that keeps Idahoans here and draws people to this beautiful state each and every year.
The program began as a bipartisan commitment to safeguard natural areas, water resources, and cultural heritage. It's funded with royalties from offshore oil and gas leases. Speaking on Idaho Matters, Merrill Beeler, a rancher and former state legislator, said the fund will help people give back to the state.
Idaho lands have worked for Idahoans really well for a really long period of time, and it's now our turn as Idahoans to begin to work for our lands and to make sure that those that follow us have the same opportunities and the same experiences that we've enjoyed.
Opponents of the fund say the LWCF is mismanaged and misused, has no accountability, and favors special interest groups. Supporters argue that government agencies like the Bureau of Land Management go through a thorough step-by-step process to request and administer project funds. The fund is set to expire on September 30th. I'm Samantha Wright, Boise State Public Radio News.